Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Pam Bright, and I'm your hostess for this episode. This is my spirit partner for life, David Buck, and you have tuned in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. We are so glad you're here, and we are blessed to have our spirit partner, friend, and loved one, Walter Moeller, here as well. He'll be tuning in with us shortly. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about who he is, and we're going to do a little bit of grounding as well for us so that we can really get centered into our hearts, into this time and space.
So we've known Walter actually for decades, and when we met him, we learned his first spirit name of Healing Hands. He's also taken on another spirit name, White Raven. I know him as a Boy Scout leader, Navy veteran, grandfather, teacher, mentor, and the kind of storyteller that pulls you into the story he's telling until you recognize that it's your own. And I think of him also as sort of a living spirit guide. Thank you so much for being with us today, Walter.
We're so glad you're here, Walter. Would you be willing to ground us a little bit and get us into this present moment?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, I want to say thank you so much, Pam and David, for allowing this time to occur here with us here in this way and having me here as a guest. Wow, what a privilege. Thank you so much. I like to invite us to just settle into wherever we are in this moment in time, whether you're seated or standing, and breathe. Notice the foundation that you are inhabiting, what is under you at the moment as you feel the ground beneath you. And breathe slowly, deeply, grounding, settling in to this moment in time, in space, here at this time. We draw this breath together. We exhale together, and what I inhale and what I exhale is mutually shared by all beings, all of us. As a teacher of mine shared with me once, watch how people breathe and you see where they are. He says, it's subtle, watch. And as you notice, people that just engage with their shoulders very briefly, it's only their shoulders that are engaged. Notice what you observe. He said, unhealthy people breathe just with their shoulders. He continues and tells me that healthier people breathe with their shoulders and their chest. This is the average population. He says, watch what you observe and notice. Notice how a healthier person will breathe with their shoulders moving, their chest expanding and contracting, and also their belly, far healthier to be fully engaged. Notice how you breathe. As you inhale and slowly exhale, being mindful that this breath we share together has been shared by many. Green people, as we call the trees, the one-legged ones. Animals, plants, all of us, those that have gone before, those that have walked this path on this earth that are no longer with us, our ancestors, breathing slowly inhaling and savoring this breath they have also breathed. Breathing, savoring, and remembering, even the dinosaurs have breathed this breath. As my teacher continues, he tells me not only the shoulders, the chest, and the belly are involved, but he tells me enlightened people breathe with also their feet. And when I first heard this fresh out of massage school, having done cadaver studies and held a dead person's lungs in my hands, I am intimately familiar with the machinery that makes this happen. But where are the feet? Oh, no, I was incredulous. I thought, no, you're lying to me. You got to be kidding. But no. No, the teacher, of course, he's not spilling his guts. He's not telling you all the answers. He's lobbed one over the net. And now the ball is in my court. And here I am with this forever riddle that I share with you now as you breathe. Inhale and exhale, noticing, how do you breathe with your feet?
That is a great, great riddle. And we will, I'm sure, find out more about the answer to that beautiful riddle as we go along.
So today we're going to be honoring something that connects all three of us here and actually brought us to meet each other many years ago, which is Native American spirituality. And one of the things that I think of initially when I think about Native American spirituality is the buffalo, because when they hunted and caught a buffalo, they would honor every part of it. They would thank its spirit for giving its life. They would use the hide to make their teepees. They would eat the meat. They would use the other parts of it for jewelry. They really honored the entire buffalo. And I think that's wonderful, because a big part of Native American spirituality for me is honoring everything that there is, honoring all of Mother Earth. And Walter, do you have another great example of Native American spirituality?
Sure, absolutely. You know, when we speak of the buffalo, these are plains people that are, in company with the animals there at that moment in time. And, thank you for reminding us that, as we inhabit this planet, it's good to be mindful of what's all around us and not to be so wasteful. As one of the tenets of Native American spirituality is about reciprocity. Mm-hmm. It's about give back. It's about relationships. How are we in relations? There is a Lakota phrase, perhaps you have heard, Matakawe Uyasan, which translates into all my relations. Mm-hmm. And so, using a beautiful example that you brought up of the buffalo, we can look around us maybe and see, what is it that's like the buffalo here? What is our footprint like as we engage with this earth that we inhabit now at this moment, at this little space of time that I'm inhabiting? What am I giving back as I am taking? What is it that I am sharing? You know, much like we started, the inhale and the exhale, there is a something there.
Yeah.
What I am expelling out, I am giving to the trees who drink in this carbon dioxide. And they, in turn, give back to me what it is that I need, the oxygen to breathe. Yeah. And so there is a perfect example of the reciprocity and the give and the receive, not so much the give and the take, just to be open, hands open, and to receive what is coming your way. So what are we leaving on the table?
Yeah.
It's not just take, take, take. It's receive. What is it that the divine is offering us? And how can we make use of this in a best way?
That's great.
That's beautiful, Walter. Thank you. That is a wonderful segue into, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to delve a little bit deeper into Native American spirituality And we're going to look at the medicine wheel as a way of life. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, life coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright and my husband, David Buck, who is my spirit partner for life. And we are joined today by Walter Moeller, who is our dear friend and mentor. And he is going to talk to us about Native American spirituality and his journey. I have a question for you, Walter.
Yes, ma'am.
To start. So I always ask everyone that I meet, what is it like for you being a spiritual being, having a human experience?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Boy, it's taken me a while to get to that place, and it's still quite a journey. I can't say that I'm there, but it continues to unfold. Yeah, ask me some more here on this. Let's clarify on the direction we want to go, because this is so vast. Oh, man, yep. I get lost in this wormhole. So
I can tell you what came up for me, because when we introduced me on this show, she asked me as if I were a young person, and I would have no idea. Like, my journey now is so different from when it was before. I recognize that to move and to breathe and to speak and to think is a spiritual aspect, that I am literally a spiritual being. I am not this lump of flesh called a human. I happen to be inhabiting this form at the moment. And this is far and away from what I used to believe. I'm partnering with it. I'm still working on it as well.
Yeah. So a couple of decades ago, there's a wonderful teacher that landed at my doorstep and really opened up a whole lot of doors of awareness for me. Grandfather Roy Wilson, who shared with me some medicine wheel teachings, and oh my goodness, the light came on, and they continue to come on. So for those that are unaware of the medicine wheel, think of a compass rose, a circle with a cross in the middle. And therein is something of a template for life. This is a physical example of a circle of stones. One stone in the middle of that circle and a cross with the intersection right at that stone. And that is a template of life, and it is reproduced over and over and over again, like fractals, like holograms, like a hall of mirrors. If you were to recognize one of them and you look away and you can see it in nature, you can see it in everything, including yourself. Grandfather wisely told me, remember, Walter, he would say in his deep baritone voice, you are the wheel and the wheel is you. And so in a head scratching moment, like a previous instructor had shared with me, they left a riddle on my doorstep that I'm still, you know, scratching my head and befuddled. What was he talking about? Here is this riddle again. How am I the wheel and how is the wheel me? And so here I am looking at this and thinking, well, okay, I got two arms, I got two legs. That's four appendages. Uh-oh, wait a minute. There are four legs on the cross in the middle of this circle. Now my legs track forward and back, forward and back, forward and back. And yeah, that's the north and the south, forward and back, forward and back. The east and west are the right and the left. And right in the middle is my head and my heart. Like the upright standing axle running right through the middle of the wheel. The axis mundi. It's a three-dimensional thing now. It's not just a flat two-dimensional width and length. Oh, no, it has height. I am the wheel. And the wheel is me. And the four seasons of life show up here. I was born once in a long, long, long ago time in the dusty cobwebs of history. There was a little Walter that showed up, and there in the east, just like the sun rises in the east, there's the beginning of all new things, all new projects, all new life. I was an infant once, and as the sun travels in its clockwise, or as the native call it, sunwise way, suddenly I am growing into the south. And here I am in my teenage juvenile years. And yeah, I got this. I got this figured out. Oh, yeah, I'm on it. And I'm just hormones raging. And I'm just, you know, energetic. And I'm just, you know, all over the place, like the high noonday sun that beats down upon me with intensity and ferocity. I've got that same energy. And I'm going and going. And pretty soon, as the sun travels in its clockwise fashion, it goes to the west. And it's now a little bit older, sedate, perhaps a little wiser, I like to think, as one sits in the autumn time on their porch and surveys the work that they have done with their favorite drink in their hand, reflecting upon what has happened and the harvest that has come in and all the projects that have occurred, the relationships that have come and gone, my own children grown and gone, and all the things that have happened in my life. I am now in the autumn years of my adult life. And so in the west, it continues as the sun sets and it goes to the dark place of the north, the season of winter, the place of night. And here I am in my elder years with my white hair thinning, not so thick anymore on top, a little bit of a bushy beard. And now there are little ones running around calling me Grandpa. And here I am being invited onto a podcast, miraculously enough. I don't know how that happened. Here I sit in my elder years and sharing something, a story of this is what happened for me. I don't know if it's something important that you can relate to, but, you know, it's a story. Check this one out.
It sounds like a full circle, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I am the wheel and the wheel is you. If you can see the wheel in someone else, wow.
Well, wow. I remember hearing when I first got introduced to the medicine wheel that we all go through different parts of the wheel at different times.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. that eventually all of us will go on every direction and connect to every stone and every animal.
Yes.
And every experience that's here on this planet.
Mm. Yes.
That is the glory of it.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning the stones. There are 36 stones in its entirety. Now, there are many medicine wheels. There are lots of variations on this, lots of different tribes, lots of different teachings. It's always the same configuration. Sometimes the colors change. For me, the wheel is yellow in the east. It is, for me, red in the south. And for me, black in the west and white in the north, like the winter snows and the hair on the white-haired elders. And so this is my personal wheel. Others will have different colors, but the shapes will remain the same. As 12 stones are around the outer circle, there are 12 months of the year. And for every stone, there is a totem animal.
Mm.
For every stone, there is a totem plant. For every stone, there is a totem mineral. So there are three different ways to approach that little pie segment of life. And that's your power wherever you were born. So there's an astrological picture of this as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So for those of you who want to know more about this teaching that you're getting today, we have resources for you. So you can just go to theempowermeshow@gmail.com and we'll get you that information if it's something that interests you. It's rich, rich, rich spirituality and something that you can hold on to.
What a wormhole. People will study this for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Like people study the sacred texts of the Upanishads or the Torah or the Bible. It goes on and on and on and on. Many layers to this onion.
Yeah.
But in the very middle of the circle, there is a single stone, the hub of the wheel. It represents the divine.
Mm.
It represents the sacred. There are many names, many words for this. The great mystery. It can be the source. It can be God. It can be fill in the blank. For those folks that are atheists, guess what? There's a place for you there too. It's what you believe in.
Mm.
What is it you believe in? Is it science? What is it? That lives in the middle.
Mm.
That is it.
Okay.
The great question mark. What is it? That is in the middle. And all of the legs, the spokes of that wheel go into the middle. And they also come from the middle. So from someplace, seeds come. From someplace, birth happens. From someplace, miracles occur. I mean, unanswered questions. Science doesn't know all the answers. We're still learning. We're on a constant learning.
It's almost like you're saying it's all connected somehow.
All connected. It's all holistic. Thank you, David. Yes, it's all connected. As we all are, there is no separation. All of those stones in the circle look like individual stones. Yeah, kind of, sort of. But guess what? We're all connected.
Yeah.
There was a day when a light bulb went on for me as one of my teachers brought me to this question of who are you? And for an entire week, each of us had this question. For all day long, from sunrise to sundown, we were faced with one another, toe to toe, knee to knee, as we sat to one another, and the one asked the other, tell me, who are you? And the one hearing this would sit back, breathe a moment, take a brief second, and reflect upon that question and answer, I am, whatever that is, adjective, descriptor, whatever that is, very superficial, whatever that is, the response is thank you. And then you move to the next person and drilling down deeper and deeper. And pretty soon the superficial, you know, like the tip of the iceberg melted away. And I've used all those words and I've used all those descriptors. I've used all those names. And it's like, I'm frustrated now. I'm about to pull out the hair, whatever I have left, because I have no more answers. And finally, it got very deep and very poetic.
Yeah.
And the final answer for me was that I am that grain of sand on the beach of humanity.
Mm.
And by extension, I am the beach.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a wonderful way to segue into our next break. We're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back, we'll be talking about how to make all of these beliefs and practices into something practical, practical spirituality, as I like to call it. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes with more from Walter.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hey, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the new year. During this time of need, I've been called to offer my life coaching services for free. That's right, free. No strings attached. Ram Dass said it best. We're all walking each other home. I'd like to support your walk with my coaching skills. To start the process, hit me up at miles2gocoaching.com and under Book Online, select Is Coaching Right for Me? After that, we'll schedule time to meet and map out whatever you want to work on. I look forward to hearing from you. And remember, you can catch me on Transformation Talk Radio the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. See you soon.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright and David Buck. He's my spirit partner for life, and we are joined here today with Walter Moeller, who is our dear friend and Native American elder that we absolutely love. So I'm so glad you're here, Walter. So we would like to talk about practical spirituality. What can you do with this information that you're receiving today? And how can you use it in your life right now?
Thanks for that question. Let me back up a little bit here and clarify the fact that I am not Native American. And I just wanted to put that out there and say that my story is that I am an immigrant. I come to this country from Germany, and I landed in upstate New York in the foothills of the Catskill Mountains. I grew up. Uncle Sam's Navy found me here on the West Coast, and I stayed. So that's the Reader's Digest version. How I come by way of the Native American spirituality was in a meandering kind of happenstance way where our paths crossed into a beautiful intersection of coincidence if you can call it that, because I've come to understand there's no such thing as coincidence. It's all in divine order.
Yeah.
And you look back in the rearview mirror, it's like, oh my God, the road actually crossed that way. It wasn't me stumbling and, you know, figuring, no. It was actually like, yeah, we're supposed to be that way. And so some teachers and elders have come along, and what they shared with me was that nature, like us, is very much alive, and it's all around us. Everything has a certain life and a certain vibration and a certain way of being. And if we can be in good relationship with that, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Back to your question of how to do this dance in a useful way. It's all about relationship. Mm. All about relationship. We do not live in a vacuum. We do not live in a bubble. We may think that we do, you know, maybe in COVID, it seems that way, but you know, all of us are connected like the breath. What I breathe in was just expelled by someone else. And what I breathe out, I share with someone else. And how can we do this dance in a good way? Well, part of it is doing our own homework of recognizing where we are and who we are and doing our own work. Because when you're in a relationship, you are your first person that you are in relationship with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you don't have a good relationship with yourself, if you don't look at that one in the mirror and recognize, oh, there you are. Aren't you beautiful? Aren't you handsome? Not in a narcissistic way, but an appreciative way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at that scar. Oh, I remember that when that happened. Yeah. Oh, look at that chipped tooth or whatever it is, the blemishes. And, you know, you could deride yourself down until you're nothing, but appreciate who you are and come to that place of acceptance and love for yourself. Yeah. Because if you don't have it for yourself, you cannot give it to someone else. You just can't give from an empty well.
Yeah.
So
very true.
In that place, once you have a relationship with yourself, then you have a relationship with another, a certain specific other. It could be a parent. It could be a lover. It could be a sibling. Someone in your inner circle there you can have a relationship with. It might be a houseplant. It might be a goldfish. It might be a pet, a kitty cat, or a doggy. You know?
That's true.
It's the connection that's important, isn't it?
Yes. And just like the Lakota would say, Matakawe Oyasan, which translates into all my relations, recognize that that stone out there is not just a rock.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a foundation of upon what you stand.
Yeah.
Without rocks, we have nothing. We have no foundation. We have nothing. That is the bones of Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Rocks are the oldest beings on the planet. They have seen civilizations come and go. They have recorded everything. These guys are the ultimate librarians. You crack one open, that's a geode. Oh my goodness, there's a fossil. It's a dinosaur footprint.
Yeah.
Or whatever you find. You right. see?
Yeah.
You be in relationship with what is, what has been, and what is about to be.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I knew that when we were creating this show, that we would have a show focused on Native American spirituality. And here we are, all white people, and we are not Native Americans. However, at least for me, and for Walter and for Pam, early on in our inspiration of becoming more spiritual came in Native American spirituality, because it just makes sense. It's about connecting to nature. And when you connect to nature, it really becomes a foundation for living. So we want to honor those traditions and recommend that maybe for people who haven't looked at that for themselves or some spiritual practice based on that, consider it, because Absolutely. It's deep and rich and very simple, but not simplistic, not like basic kind of simple, like there's just some simple things you do, like breathing in and breathing out.
Absolutely. And thank you for that reminder. You know, I must confess, I am remiss in my responsibility, as early on, traditional folk would be introducing themselves in such a way that they honor their elders, their ancestors, and those who have come before. And so I am not just Walter Mueller. No, I am the son of so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I am the grandfather of so-and-so and so-and-so, et cetera. And being adopted and being an immigrant, I am something of an anomaly in that I am not connected in that way. However, I am still connected, which brings up the point that I am here sitting in my chair on the traditional lands of the Tawana people, of the Tlalim people, and Chimacum people. And so I must mention them and honor them and recognize that, yes, I am walking upon their land, historical, traditional land here in this way. And so the question is, what does it mean to be indigenous? No, I'm not one of these card-carrying reservation folk with blood quantum. No, 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 no. All of us are children of this planet. Mm-hmm. However you decide to believe in God or not, I tend to believe that way. And so I like to think we're all children of God. But if you don't believe in God, that's okay. You don't have to. You know, if that's old news and passé in history, like dusty, musty old books, okay, fine. You know, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Consider the baby amidst all the muck. And oh, what is precious? What is it that is valuable? What is relevant now? Mm-hmm. And that is life. Recognize Absolutely. Life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And recognize relationships, because we're all in this together. And so how can we best do this together? How can we be in good relations? Do your own homework and hold the space for compassion and a good way to have a relationship with another, whether it's a two-legged or a four-legged or a winged, however it is, we're all in relation together. Yeah. So what does it mean to be indigenous here? I say to be indigenous here on this planet is to be in good relation with this planet.
Oh, yeah.
Be in good relation with all that is around me. As I don't consider myself as a property owner of this a couple acres we inhabit, I am a steward.
Yeah.
I am not lording over in dominion with this.
Right. No.
My perspective is, hello, plant person. Oh, I see you growing. Oh, aren't you beautiful? Look at the blossoms you have today.
Yeah.
Oh, do you need some water? I got some for you right here.
Yeah.
Oh, to be in good relations, I have learned to look at what that person needs, what that person wants. And I say person in the very generic form. It could be, again, a plant. It could be a four-legged. It could be a something, whatever. Not only a human. What do they need? What do they want? What do you need? What do you want? And finally, is it good for the community or does it hurt the community?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are basic tenets of how to be in relations. How can we be in the relation with each other? How can we be in relations to the land? Is this making sense?
Absolutely. It does make sense. I'd like to take things one step further, because these things are not just things that each of us have studied. We've lived them and we've been engaged with them. I've personally been on a vision quest. In the second episode, I talked about my vision quest experience, and actually behind me is the staff that I had on my vision quest.
I remember that. Oh, I'd forgotten. Oh my gosh, you dredged up some
memories. There's an owl right behind me. It's sort of over my shoulder here as a representation of part of it. Yeah. Pam's been on a vision journey, and you have the great privilege and permission of the tribes that you associate with to lead people in similar situations, right?
Yes, I'm working with a couple of folks here. Elders that have blessed us to do rites of passage for young people. And so we are, in the old vernacular, putting people on a hill. And so it's not in the exact same way. Right. It's somewhat, when you're dealing with the young folk, sort of customize it to them. Mm-hmm. So, how can they, these preteens and young teens, how can they navigate this well? Because in a long ago time, you know, medicine wheel teachings are ubiquitous amongst many of the tribes. And, you know, four is a significant number. So you're out there for 4 days going around the whole wheel.
Yeah.
Every corner of that four legs, you know, it's like a different day.
Yeah.
And so 4 days. without food, 4 days without water, 4 days of fasting and being alone with yourself and whether whatever animals are out there in that way. And, you know, just having this inner conversation and dialogue with yourself and, you know, your maker or whoever you're conversing with or listening to, and the dreams, what's going on at the nighttime. You know, what is coming your way? So all of these experiences, you know, that can be really intense for 4 days and four nights. And somebody had never done that before. You know, they're a city person. They dwell in a concrete jungle and they've never seen, you know, any wildlife aside from television. Oh, my goodness. Talk about culture shock. They may not make it after the first.
Well, and I got to tell you that it's an experience that has lived with that I've lived with for nearly 20 years, and it really informs a lot of who I am and how I go about the day. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to ask Walter to tell us what he thinks is missing from the world right now and what connects us more than divides us. So some really great questions coming right up on the Empower Me Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show 1-800-930-2819. Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit thetruthisfunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
Get empowered.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright and David Buck, my husband and partner for life. And we're joined today with Walter Moeller, who is our dear spirit friend and Native American spiritual elder friend of sorts. And we call him a Native American, even though he calls himself an immigrant. But we are all Native from somewhere. And so we're so glad you're here and with us today. So what would you say, Walter, is missing from the world right now?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. And on our Zoom call now, as you're seeing me, you can look over my shoulder and there's this whiteboard that I have something of a top leaning on its side. It's not spinning as tops do on their axis and rotating. The top has stopped spinning and it is leaning on its side. And underneath it, it says, it's all about balance. Mm-hmm. And so if you were to spin a top and it would be in perfect centrifugal force going round and round as quickly as it goes, it dances on that axis. And that is a three-dimensional medicine wheel. Mm. The flat part of that wheel is going around as four directions you're going around, and they're flying around really quickly. And for someone's perspective, maybe that is life. For some of us, it spins slowly. They have a long life. Maybe a fly who lives only 2 weeks, it goes around really quick. But it's spinning and it's going and it's dancing and it's upright axis. And it's in perfect balance. It's in perfect order. Mm-hmm. So as we experience our life right now, our world is wobbling. Our world is really not so smooth. We encounter what we believe to be friends, and all of a sudden we're fighting. We're at each other's throats, just ferociously defending our quadrant and our reality of what we believe to be true. Mm. Someone else in their quadrant of political belief or wherever they're at. And so from political aspects of countries fighting to people fighting to what we believe in, what is true, all is in contention and we are wobbling. Our species is wobbling. Our connection to the earth is wobbling. Our world is wobbling. We're experiencing climate change, a whole raft of challenges that have not been around in a long time, if ever. And our memory anyway. What do we do? What's missing? That's a great question. I point to this sign again and say, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
How can we get in balance? Back to what we were just talking about. How are we in relationship with ourselves? Are we in good balance with ourselves? Are we in good relationship with ourselves to be in good relations with others? Mm. How do we do that? Well, that very center, as I talked about before, represents the divine. The very center. Where is our center? Are we connected? Mm. Are we firing on all four cylinders? As we look at every one of those four legs as four parts of who we are, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the relationship one. The fifth one is more personal. Because when we get really deep into it, to be in a relationship, we have to be in love. We have to care about something. If we cared about the environment, we wouldn't look at it as a resource like a shelf on Walmart. I'm just going to help myself with these trees. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to just drink up all that water because I need it. And my company is going to benefit from it. And so we're going to use it. Never mind who else it affects. So if you look at it as a living thing, instead of just a resource. Now we're in relationship and, I could take this water, but I got to give it back.
Yeah.
What do the fish need? What do the birds need? What do my neighbors need? How am I in relationship? And because you come from this place of love, love is many, many things. Love can look like caring. Love can look like compassion. Love can look like so much. Yeah, I care about that person. I see that person, whether they're black, brown, or whatever color, whatever age, whatever gender. I can see something. I may not like what they're doing, but you know what? There's a piece of that. Well, I can appreciate that, or I can tolerate that and not just be in total opposition. That puts me in balance. That puts us in balance. That tends to put the world in balance. It's those things of caring. And dare I say, when you go beneath love, what you find as you dig deeper in that layer of the onion, it comes from spirit. It comes from the divine. It comes from whatever your name for that is.
Yeah.
That sacred mystery of the divine. Because you look at all the sacred texts, I don't care which religion you go to, you look at them and they all talk about love. Every single one of them, mm-hmm. underneath it all. And many of them have been, shall I say, co-opted many times for political means, and they've gotten muddy and messy as we fight crusades and such for, you know, because God's with us on our side. Well, yeah, that may be, but he's on the other side too, you know.
So here's another question for you. In 2021, as some of the world begins to reemerge from the pandemic, yeah. I think a really good question for the moment is, what connects us more than divides us? How can we come together as we emerge?
Yeah. Boy, that's a great question, David. Thank you for asking. That's kind of a deep one. It's very personal for each of us here. Mm-hmm. How do we recognize that? What is it? Mm-hmm. As we put a toe in this water, this is different water. There's a story about someone going to the river and putting a hand or a toe in the water. It's never the same water because that river is constantly running along. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's mm-hmm. water, but you know what? It's different water.
Yeah.
But yet it's the same water.
Yep.
And so as we reemerge, as you get back to the question here of how do we do this in the river of 2021?
Yeah.
As we come out of our cocoons and out of our shells and out of our masks and, you know, hopefully reengage and we recognize one another and, oh, you look familiar. Oh, my goodness, you've grown a beard. Oh, is that the same person? And,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I like you now. Oh, I don't know.
So our time is just about to... Our time is just about over, Walter. We are so grateful to have you here as part of our show with us. We've been talking about Native American spirituality. It's really rich, really deep, and yet so simple that you can start picking up some of the habits and practices just by studying them. You can find information all over the web about the medicine wheel if you mm-hmm. want to go further with that. If you are interested in any questions, comments, or to reach any one of us here, you can email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. One thing in our continuing series of revealing the steps of our Empower Me game, step 3 is to create habits that really support your goals. And certainly as you make your way around the wheel and inhabit the place that you're in at that time with your goal and what needs to happen next with it, it can really help you with those baby steps.
So I will share also about this Empower Me game is that if you have any questions at all about what is this game and how do I play it and who else is playing it and all that stuff, go to the Empower Me game on Facebook mm-hmm. and you can actually ask to be invited in. And then we'll just let you in the door and you can start engaging with people about your own journey with empowerment.
It's a public Facebook group. On the splash page for this episode, you'll find a YouTube music video playlist, a Pinterest pin board, all inspired by Native American spirituality and connections with spirit partners. Next month, we're going to talk even more about partnership. And next week, we've got a special guest to help us honor Memorial Day.
So we are so glad that you are here, Walter. I am absolutely thrilled to see you again. It's been way too long, and we can't wait until you can come back to our show again, and we look forward to that. Yeah. We also have another episode called Choosing Your Empowered Life that you might want to be on as well.
Yeah,
we can talk about that later, but for now, we are going to say goodbye to you, beautiful people that have tuned in. Mm-hmm. We absolutely love you, and we can't wait to connect again. My name is Pam Bright. This is David Buck, and Walter Moeller is also here. We're going to say goodbye for now, and many, many blessings to you.
It's been a joy and a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.